of these Ray-Bans. Damn, how I look? Hold on, hey. Tell me how I look. What's up, girl? Yeah? Oh, you like these?
She like me with my Ray-Bans on. Say they love me with my Ray-Bans on. Oh, yes, they like me with my Ray-Bans on.
Yeah.
You know they love me in my Ray-Bans. My Ray-Bans. She like me with my Ray-Bans on.
I know you see me.
Say they love me with my Ray-Bans on. Oh,
my
yes, they
Ray-Bans.
Like me with my Ray-Bans on.
Yeah.
You know they love me in my Ray-Bans. Ray-Bans. My Ray-Bans.
Here we go now.
My Ray-Bans are the fit. It don't matter who I'm with. Mom and dad, girlfriends, homeboys, a big sis.
Yeah.
I kick back and relax, and I drink a little lick.
Woo.
Yeah, I kick back and relax, and I smoke a little bit. The party got live, but it better get deeper. I done found me a lady, and I'm thinking she's your keeper. So shout out to Isha.
What's
Tammy and Tanika, Tanya and Toilet,
love
the rabbit for the sneakers. I'm chilling with my people, they threw me a house party. Before we got started, I done got a little naughty. Bought my Aston Martin and a heart, then my Phantom. I pull my curtain back, then I lit my jack-o'-lantern. I got high like Saturn, Jupiter and Mars. So now I'm a Ray-Bans on my head, I'm a star. Brandon J. the star, American and Idol. And people love my people, let my people stay behind me with my Ray-Bans on. Say they love me with my Ray-Bans on. Oh yes, they like me with my Ray-Bans on. You know they love me in my Ray-Bans, she like me with my Ray-Bans on. Say they love me with my Ray-Bans on. Oh yes, they like me with my Ray-Bans on. You know they love me in my Ray-Bans. Now she said she love a chick, cause the Ray-Bans get her wet. I threw them on my eyes, then I gave that girl sex. And now what's next, I need next on my agenda. I twisted up a slip, sprinkled it down with splinter. I'm such a pretender, a Ray-Bans contender. I knock your ass out with the Ray-Bans, I'm a winner. I never been to Linda, what's up, Marco and Linda? T-Pain and Akon, whole car, be familiar. No, I'm not familiar, and not even friendly. I had to work hard, save up to get a Bentley. And yes, I got plenty, a whole lot of cash. My Ray-Bans on my face, I'm on a whole nother planet. I speak a little Spanish, kinda cocky and managed. Women love me, cause I can talk about their panties. Call me Ray-Bans, I hit them, then I vanish.
Go.
I always keep them with me, and the people don't
she like me with my Ray-Bans on.
Yeah.
Say they love me with my Ray-Bans on. Oh, yes, they like me with my Ray-Bans on.
Fly.
You know they love me in my Ray-Bans,
Ray-Bans.
She like me with my Ray-Bans on. Say they love me with my Ray-Bans on.
Ray-Bans.
Oh, yes, they like me with my Ray-Bans on.
You, can't see
you know
me.
They love me in my Ray-Bans,
you
my Ray-Bans. She like me with my Ray-Bans on. Say they love me with my Ray-Bans on. Oh, yes, they like me with my Ray-Bans on. You know they love me in my Ray-Bans, she like me with my Ray-Bans on. Say they love me with my Ray-Bans on. Oh, yes, they like me with my Ray-Bans on. You know they love me in my Ray-Bans,
Hey, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy Cat Daddy, man. We live on the album, man. Hey, that's my boy Brandon J. White Dollar. It's that Ray-Bans joint. You already know what it is, man. Show about to be turned up from ATL to Philly. Hey, that's right. We got a hot artist out the A coming in here real soon. Hey, so stay tuned for Decatur Way. Hey, he coming through. Traveled up with Cat Daddy. Then I got my boy at 11 o'clock, Jay Brody. Hey, Philly on. He got Philly turned up right now. So he coming through. Holler at your boy Cat Daddy. Hey, I got some new music on here too. I got a hot drawing out the A for my boy Mr. Maintain, Witch Homie Quan. So stay tuned for that. Hey, you gonna get that about 10:30, 10:45. So stay tuned for that. Now I got a hot new joint from Twister and R. Kelly. Hey, it ain't even been heard on the radio yet. So you already know what it is, man. It's your boy Cat Daddy, man. Just sit back in there and relax. Hey, you already know what it is, man. What it do? What it do?
Yo.
What's good, my nigga?
Hey, this Red, man. This Decatur Red, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. What's going on, Decatur Red?
Oh, man. Cooler, man. Cooler, man. In the studio.
For sure, for sure. Oh, you working. That's what it do, man.
Yo, bro, I stay working, bro.
24/7.
Yeah,
hey,
me and my old account. We stay working.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, for everybody tune in, hey, this is my nigga right here out of ATL, Decatur Way. You're going to be hearing about him real soon, but we about to chop it up right here tonight. You already know what it is, man. Hey, before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people, man.
What to do, man? I mean, you know, I ain't hard to find, man. Like, I'm on all the social networks, man, from Instagram to Twitter. Facebook, everything, at Decatur Red. I work my own social networks or whatever, you know what I mean? So anybody trying to get in touch with me, any producers, any artists, or any A&Rs or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Ain't hard to find.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, I was reading up on your story, man. Hey, you got a story to tell, man. You got a background, don't you, man?
Yup, man. I just did an interview yesterday with with Lorel. She got a major website going on too, man, where she doing big blogs, and she said it was one of the realest interviews she ever done, sounded like her. But see, everything about my life is real. Like, I ain't put together, that ain't no put together bio, homie. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Like, what you see is what it is. The content is real.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I could tell, I could tell from when I was reading it. And when I heard the music, I felt it.
Yeah, man. Like, I got a mixtape that dropped yesterday, man, on livemixtape.com, man. You know, I just want to put that out there real quick, called Death to the Fake, hosted by, I love my plug DJ JT, DJ Sizzle, DJ Plug.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, now what other projects you got going on besides your mixtape right now?
I mean, for the most part, man, I'm a producer as well, so I got artists that I'm producing up on the Grand Boss ENT and RMR. But as far as like what we're putting together right now, we're putting together another mixtape that's supposed to drop at least around August, man. It's called Space Age Trapping, and I produced that whole mixtape. But I got all the guys that are under me, they're young cats, man. It's probably like two of the guys in the group, and one of the guys, which is a young cat named Yeezy, man. He's stupid with it, man. I can't wait to introduce this cat. And I got a dude called Cut Da Vinci. He's stupid too, man. So I'm putting together all these projects. Like, I'm actually doing it myself, so y'all can expect that real soon.
Okay, for sure. As soon as you get that, hey, give me some music. I get it live on.
Oh, no, I got you, man. I'm going to make sure I get all the information, man. We can transfer the information. Make sure I get all the visual over to you. I got exclusive visual too, man. It ain't hit no sites yet. So I'm going to make sure you get that. Make sure you get all the music. Like, all the music. I'm going to make sure you get all the exclusive music too, so you'll have all that, bro.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, you just got home not too long ago, man. If you want to talk about it, man, let the people know what went down, how you got home, and how you got back into the music game, man.
Okay, cool, man. Like, see, I mean, a lot of people that like familiar with me in Atlanta, well, East Atlanta, cause they want from Glenwood Road, want to sell, man. Like, they familiar with the whole situation, cause. What happened, man, I was a young cat when it did happen, though. Like, I was 17 when it happened, but it just a situation went bad between me and the dude, and the nigga, like, threatened my life, and at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I ended up smoking the dude, but it wasn't a thing where I was, you know, out to take the man's life, but he ended up dying maybe, like, eight hours later. Like, I was booked. When they booked me for aggravated assault.
Yeah.
So, but 8 hours later, they came to the cell and told me, you know, I've been charged with murder. So the man died. But all in all, man, make a long story short, I ended up doing 10 years behind the bars for that. You know what I'm saying? Which really, in Atlanta, during the time when it happened, like, the crime rate was, like, stupid high. So niggas were getting, like, 20, 60, maybe life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Life in 20, life without parole. So for me to end up with 10 years, home, it was almost like a blessing, though, in the sky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe the judge was, like, sympathizing for the fact that I was so young and it happened. You know what I mean? And then a lot of times it depends on how the crime, like, how it happened, too. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, like, God bless me to do 10 years. I did 10. But, like, 3 years after I fell, my mama ended up dying, though. You know what I'm saying? So that was a big deal for me, too, because I was still young. You know what I mean? And then my mom was, you know, I ain't never had, my pops had never been there, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know much about my pops like that. So all I know is my mom. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's all I had when I failed. So when she died, you know, it took a toll on me real heavy. You know what I'm saying? But
sure.
God helped me through that situation. Like, you know, through the time, even with my mom gone, I wasn't able to attend her funeral or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So mentally, that shit was like beating a nigga down, but I did it. You know what I'm saying? I did it. And I got out. You know, with no scratches, no nothing on me. You know what I mean? So, but
sure.
The music is concerned, when I got out, I was blessed on the end too. I thank God, like, knew what was going on in my heart, because while I was in prison, I was doing a lot of writing. I used to always have visions about doing this shit, but you know, possibilities when it's strong though. But once I got out, I started being able to see it, because I got two brothers too, man, that do music. They got their own studio. So when I fell, they was already working. So it made it a little easier for me to get in there and start doing records. Like, as far as the possibility, I had a partner of mine too, man, that had a record going on real heavy, this dude named Archie Elso.
Okay.
So he one of my closest partners. So watch him run the streets with his record the way he did, and to see it happening for him, it made the dream kind of real to me. You know what I'm saying? So I started kind of taking it serious. I started running. And for a lot of people that don't know, man, like, this ain't new. None of this is new, like, as far as the music is concerned. Like, I actually had a deal, like, a year after I dropped out of prison with Upfront Entertainment. That's the same label Akon signed to.
Yeah.
And I was signed, like, during the same time Akon and T-Pain was signed, and they signed me as well. So, you know, that deal didn't go right, but even still, you know, it happened.
Yes, it happened.
Yeah, it happened. So I was like, damn. But, you know, once you get your first check, fucking around with this music, like, I don't know nothing. Now I'm not going to run away from that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I knew then I could eat off that shit. Like, I could really, really, you know, eat. So I kept running. I'm still running.
Okay, for sure, yeah. No, everybody say that first deal. A lot of cats that I talk to that say they got a deal. That first deal, it ain't always sweet as everybody thinks it's going to be.
Oh, no, bro. Like, especially when you sign with, like, if it ain't a major deal, bro, it's really not a deal anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they see potential in you. That's what they're telling you, basically, and they want to be the first to sign you. And if anything pop off or you get hot, then they got rights over you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't understand that shit. Like, you know what I mean? So I ain't understand it. I was caught up in the dream. And plus, you know, I never signed a contract. So to have a contract in my hand, you know what I'm saying, reading over this contract at home with my kid, mom and shit, like, damn, but this shit really like happening type shit. So,
yeah.
Of course, I'm gonna jump out there in the water fast as fuck. Plus, that the type of money that they were throwing at a nigga, I never seen that type of money not at one time like that.
For sure.
So, of course, I signed that shit, like, quick signing, but, you know, nigga be thinking, like, after you sign, it all finna go down. Like, nigga don't know. No, nigga, you ain't going down. Yeah. Like, I could have took that same advance money and started working my own shit, making it happen, like, force the hand. Like, y'all sign, okay, I'm going to make sure y'all jump this shit off, but I'm going to force y'all to jump it off. But
yeah.
If it happened like that, a nigga sitting around waiting to see what they going to do. And they ain't do shit.
They ain't do shit.
You got to think Akon with the nigga talk artist. You know what I mean? And once, and that was during the time Akon was dumb hot. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, he ain't thinking about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? It's all about Akon. And then once that T-Pain thing dropped, shit, they leaned over toward that. You know what I mean? So they left the nigga, like, out there in the trenches, like, looking around, like, damn. So I got my lawyer, man, to get me out of that contract, bro. So I was like, you know what I mean? I couldn't sit around like that, bro. Like, I can't do that. So, like, during the time I signed with them niggas, I was working, bro. And I was in school at the same time. I was in college.
Okay.
So I dropped out of college. I quit my job and dropped out of school, cuz.
Okay.
I was signed, see, you know what I'm saying? You signed. They want you in the studio every day. And I'm shit, I'm comfortable. My career set. Shit, fuck it. I'm driving out of school, fuck the job. I'm good. But at the same time, ain't nobody coaching me or telling me, you know, it's a lot of work you got to put in now at that point. You see what I'm saying? But I learned from that experience, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no bad taste in my mouth and therefore, you know, that whole Upfront staff, Divine Steve, and then like that. In fact, you know, I still salute that cat because he had to see something in me, man, to even want to fuck with. You know what I mean? So I still salute that dude. I salute Akon. You know, that's my dog. That's my G.
For sure. That's what a whole lot of cats don't understand. Yeah, you get that deal, you gonna get that check, but hey, that's when the work starts. You still got a whole lot of work to do.
You do, man. But see, like, now, I put it to you this way. I don't have more accomplishments now than I ever had fucking with this music, man. Like, and my staff, like I tell a lot of people, our staff, we're not big. We don't have a big staff. It's very small. It's like a handful of us that work in this project. But we make a lot of big moves though, bro. Like, and we careful. Like, we make chess moves. Like, we don't say we running. We make the best move for, on what we do. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, we can be able to see the results. Even if we got to see slow results, any result is better than none. You know what I mean? So yeah, we working, man. Like, we stay working. As far as music concerned, I got my own lab, so you know, I work every day. If I'm not recording, I'm producing.
Okay, for sure. Hey, now, with all that being said, hey, what's your plans? Where you see yourself going in like 5 years, as far as a producer and an artist?
I see this, man. Like, if we can keep up the work ethic, and we can keep the people with us, the chemistry that we have so far, the faithful people, those that appear to be loyal right now. If we can keep that going on, I can see some big results in the end, man. Because, like, this ain't all I want to do, man. Like, I fuck with the music game, period. Like, I want to write for people, man. I want to produce. Like I don't want to just be by me. Like, I know, in order to get, I feel like this, in order to even get anybody to believe in me, they got to be able to. I got to provide the music. I got to provide the talent. They got to see that I'm a great writer. They got to see that I'm a great producer. And the best way to do that is show them myself. I'm going to present myself. At the end of the day, I feel like at some point people going to start wanting to get at me about my tracks, or they going to get at me about writing. Like, I don't make plenty of checks off of writing for niggas, bro. Like, I don't got plenty of checks off that shit. You know what I mean? So, and I feel like I'm not a big writer. I haven't signed a deal or a production deal with anybody yet. But I feel like as long as I continue to work, keep dropping new records, at some point it's going to happen for me anyway, bro. Like, I feel like this. I tell any cat this, man, that you keep pushing and you believe in yourself, that's first. The product is first. Like, you have to make to get the product. Like, a dream ain't shit if you don't have the product. So I stay making records. Like, I got records, bro. Like, we ain't finna put none of this shit out. Like, I got probably over 100 records in my computer that I produced and made. And we only putting out like 17, 18 at a time. So you can imagine the amount of time that we're going to keep on dropping this shit. You know what I mean? It's going to keep coming. But like, for like a 5 year, like 5 years, man, if I'm not a label exec, bro, at that point where I'm pushing my own artists and pushing my own label, because I'm learning this game too, man. Like, I'm really learning, bro. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I'm sure I'll be smarter when it's time to start playing that field. But if I'm not doing that, man, shit, I might be shifting to something else, acting or some shit, getting in some of these movies. Like, I love entertainment, bro. So at the end of the day, I'm gonna be doing this. Like, I ain't the type of nigga that do it under pressure and then end up folding. You see what I'm saying? Like, no, you're gonna take them bumps and bruises, bro. You're gonna take all that in the road. Niggas ain't gonna really fuck with you like that if you ain't a part of their squad. Niggas don't trust you. Niggas about checks, so a lot of times niggas want to get paid for whatever, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, I look at that as part of the game, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like, you got a brand yourself, you got to put weight on your name, so it's going to take work. And, like, my name kind of, like, popping right now in Atlanta for one of the next niggas, because, and it ain't talking about outside of Atlanta, because I don't know what the fuck going on outside of Atlanta like that, but I know it's my city. My shit popping because of the time that I stayed down on this shit. It ain't no club I ain't performed at. It ain't no niggas that don't know me. You know what I mean? As far as my production and the mixtapes I keep dropping, like, but at the end of the day, I ain't at the top. But I got value on my name because of the longevity of me staying down in the game.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like, I tell a lot of niggas, man, you can't expect, like, you know, you got a few niggas that some shit happened overnight.
But yeah.
That's real, bro. The air blue moon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most niggas will tell you that they had to work, bro. You know what I mean? Like, Two Chainz, prime example. That man was in the game for a lot of years before this shit actually happened for him like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It ain't happened overnight like that. Yeah.
It don't never happen overnight. It always be, hey, you got to put about 5-10 years in the game before it happened. Maybe more than
that. Yeah, bro.
So
you
it ain't going to
really get do, it. Man. Yeah, you got to meet the right people. It's so much come with that. Like, a lot of people don't understand that, man. And then, you know, it's, first of all, you gotta put aside a business plan, and you gotta have a budget, nigga. Like, if you broke, like, you gonna only go so far anyway.
Yeah.
Every song, don't fucking just shit make it to the radio. At some point, they gonna start asking for some money. You gonna keep it on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the game. So like a lot, I tell a lot of niggas, put everything in perspective, man. Get the project, get the product done, then put together a business plan. Put together, even if it's just 3 to 6 months, put that shit together and work it just like that, man. Like, just don't jump out here in the water expecting anybody to help you, bro. Or for shit to just, the fans to start just fucking with you all the real. You know, none of that gonna happen like that, or you'll be setting yourself up for failure, man.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. It's a 24/7 grind. If you ain't willing to grind, you might as well get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, real talk, right? If you ain't ready for criticism, you ain't ready for hate, like,
hey.
You ain't ready for snakes.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well quit, bro, off the rip. I'm going to let you know that off the rip. You're going to see all that first. Haters going to come out first. Your snakes going to start looking up out of that goddamn grass at your head, like, bruh, like, real talk. The crowd, like, all that's going to happen.
All that's going to happen, yeah. You going to get the bad before you get to the good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, niggas have to understand that, man. You know what I mean? But when I sit down with the dude I'm with now, man, like, RMR is the label, bro. So you know, you're annoying the people know RMR is the label, and which is my CEO is a close friend. Really, he my brother's best friend. So
okay. The
nigga been doing the music for, like, 15 years. He never really, independently. Like, he never had nothing to really just jump off, but he, you know, the nigga strong in the game. And, you know, that's my power hand, that's how I put it. That's my power hand.
Okay.
And the nigga make big sacrifices, bro, for this whole thing. And that's what you want when you get somebody behind you. Like, a lot of niggas don't understand that either, man. Like, your support team got to believe in you just as much as you believe in yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit got to match up, bro. It's a chemistry to this shit. Like, any nigga you see successful, he didn't become successful just because of, like, who he is. He have a strong team behind him, too, man. And they want to see him successful because at the end of the day, if he's successful, they successful. You see what I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
So you got to have all that. You got a team of hating-ass niggas and everybody want the spotlight. Oh, boy, you got to lose, cuz.
Hey, you might as well go sit that shit. Hang that shit up because it's over with. They going to hate on you. Hey, they going to be hating on you, talking behind your back, hoping you fall. If you
they
going to
happen,
bro.
Like,
hey, it ain't going to happen.
Man.
It ain't going
to happen. I've seen it from my own eyes, man, from a lot of these niggas. Well, I got some story to tell, Carl, like when this shit jumped. But I'm just waiting on my moment, but I'm staying down, though.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, we got a little track over here. We about to let the people hear a little bit of your music right now. Hey, this turn up joint, man. Let the cats know a little something about this turn up joint, man.
All right, that what it do, man. It's your boy, man, K the Red, man. The turn up record is the record that we pushing all the mixtape up to the fake, man. In fact, it's finally getting some bubble in Atlanta, finally hitting the radios in Atlanta, man. It's produced by my dude, Mo Diggity Beats, man, one of the youngest and craziest producers in Atlanta, man. So, you know, turn up, man. Y'all know what it is. Turn up, then we go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like
Jay-Z.
I'm like, I got haters. I got me some haters. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I got haters. I got these two haters. You win like you want. For me, is you don't. Do you hate to see me get on? Wait, don't kill me, make me strong. I get turn up, then I'm gone. 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 I wake up, roll up. Turn up, then I'm gone. Call the wait, man. We up, turn up, then I'm gone. Right, so, turn up, then I'm gone. J's on my feet,
yeah.
Well, Scotty and Pippen, J's at my door like cheese. Over with that,
yeah.
I be in the kitchen with that old lad fan. My track be booming like a marching band. When I'm dead president,
hey,
back up them hearses. I got to sell like I'm selling these verses. I ain't got no worries,
nah.
I just call my amigo. I
keep
extra. Once you close to zero, got a 38 special,
yeah.
So I keep them shells,
yeah.
If that kid is fishy, shout it, you can keep them smell. Brown boss, we straight. Slim wood, we straight,
yeah.
Your girl like me, bounce that to the 808. Oh, oh, oh,
mama,
smoking with your mama. Hold it like she's
swimming.
I just tell her go under,
yeah.
Oh, oh my God, how I freak them bars. How I freak your bras. We might be your world. She know,
yeah.
Red is a winner.
Yeah, right.
I tell her for what I get her. Hit that
Come for I come from where I ain't that old, but I come from the old school. Hey, you rapping. Hey, go ahead, do it in your city. Hey, hold down your city, but get outside your city, do some shit. Don't go to a whole nother city
right,
and try to reinvent yourself.
Right. Yeah. See, like that's something we doing now too, man. Like we able to extend ourselves a little bit more. Like we going to a lot of the other towns inside, like Georgia Pier, like little country towns. I got some shit going on in Miami and shit. Like we move around as much as we can, but you know you got to do it small. Like you can't just do all this fucking moving around and like you don't know what the hell you doing. Like you in different places and then I spent a lot of bread on nothing.
You know what I mean?
So you know, but if you got niggas down there fucking with you, they spending your shit or whatever, then you get down there, and you do a little promo, you pay them a visit as much as you can, and then you move to the next one.
For sure, yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, now on that mixtape, what type for the people that don't know you on here tonight, hey, what kind of music you got on there for them? Is it straight street music, or you got something for some of everybody?
Man, I try to mix it up a little bit, but 80% of the tape is street. Like, you know, if you don't go listen to the mixtape, you might well know it's straight East Atlanta hood shit off the rip. Like, soon the first record play, you know, I already know what it is. But I got a few songs on there for the ladies. Like, I got a song called Here Kitty. It's on, you know, that's a female record, and I got a song called Dear Mama, which is the last record on the tape, you know what I mean, which was something I'm feeling in my heart about my own mom, and you know, I want to share with the people.
Okay, for sure. Well, y'all make sure y'all go pick that up tonight. Hey, it's waiting on online mixtape, so hey, go get it while you can.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, now, my last question, because I'm about to let you get up out of here. I know you got to go back to work, man. Hey, what you think the best scene is right now, the underground or the mainstream?
Man, the underground, I put it this way. The independent game, if it's done right, it look like the major game. So, like, a lot of niggas so caught up in it trying to sign this shit, independent shit. Niggas don't know once you do that shit, boy, you're going to lose a lot of something, man. Like, you're going to lose a lot of rights. You're going to lose a lot of mechanical rights, a lot of legal rights, a lot of publishing rights, a lot of creative rights. You're going to be able to make the same records that you used to make. You know what I mean? Like, you see a lot of prime examples. Like, a nigga started taking off when they were underground. As soon as they get with the majors, you know that the music changed. You don't even get into the music like you used to get in before they signed. You know, the deal changed. So, the underground, the game is the game right now, man. If you can do it right, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I tell any nigga, you can get a record hot. Fuck around and get too hot. You can make your own money, man. You slap that shit on Amazon, iTunes, whatever, good video, good promotion. You make that money back, man. You know what I mean? So the underground scene, you know, once you get with a major, they cut you that check, that advance check. Well, you better believe that. All the only money you're going to see from them people, man, unless you out doing hella shows.
Yeah,
but you can't expect no money or no record being sold, cause like niggas need to know that shit though.
Yeah, niggas need to know that shit. That's real talk, man. Hey, I appreciate you on taking time out on your busy schedule from hopping tonight, man.
Yeah, hey, it's all good.
That track we got right there. I'm gonna keep it in my rotation.
Okay, appreciate that, bro. Yeah. Okay. Let me know how it's doing too, man, if you can, man.
Okay, for sure. We gonna connect. You can find me on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marshall, and on Twitter, Cat Daddy Mars. I be on Facebook more than I be on Twitter, but I work both on.
Okay.
We'll definitely connect, and man, you can come back anytime, man.
Well, that what it do, homie. I say no more. There it is. Salute, Cat Daddy Marshall, man.
Salute, man. Come back anytime. Yeah, I got them tracks. I got that track in on rotation. As soon as you get some more, just get at me and we'll work.
Okay, well, there it is. There's the business done, then.
All right.
One love, one respect to him, all right?
For sure. All
right, one.
Which one? Hey, that's my boy, Decatur Wig. Out the ATL, man. Y'all just heard one of his tracks right there. Y'all go ahead and pick up that mixtape on Live Mixtape.
They get at them. You already know what it is. This your boy Cat Daddy, man. And I'm about to take you to Philly real soon, but I told you I got a new joint coming out of Chicago with my boy Trista R. Kelly. They just sent it to me the other day, man. Hey, what it do, my nigga Trist? Hey, he back.
Money turned up tails in the twist.
Oh, if she works, she on that phone. Got me throwing my money.
I'ma reach into my pocket, girl. Watch it, girl, she's slugging. Come on over here, cause I see what you doing. Tipping up the plenty booze, how you be attracting plenty dudes with the Jimmy Choo shoes you in. What you doing? Take some talent. So I gotta say that I'm enjoying what I'm witness. My money flow is endless. Looking at the work that pole like a gymnast. Climbing up to the top, turn it upside down, then open up a leg. Looking sexy all the way to the bottom, I'm throwing dollars cause it looks like she finna hit her head. Now she twirling around it, then do a split right in front of it. Ready to go back up when she look at how thick the money get. She do a caterpillar, ballerina, diamond toes, aerial invert, full racket inverter, crucifix, fan kick, pole pounce, windmill, stacks being in reverse.
Somewhere you can help me get my head right, and I love your swag, cause it's just like mine. Time is twin, we can you me, we two of a kind. Strip club is our playground, she playing on her monkey bar, up and down like a roller coaster, call that ass a theme park. Way she handle her business, from the sky she makes it drop. My money no limit, tonight I'm about to go astronaut. Never ride solo, Mr. Franklin always with me. She done been around that pole so many times, she should be busy. Rolex, that's real time, these niggas exaggerate. Her ass can hold a glass, that's no exaggeration.
She working on that pole, got me throwing my money.
First with your boy Cat Daddy, but I bet you're going to be hearing it on 102 Jam by next week. Hey, probably by next Tuesday. They love biting my shit. Hey, but it is what it is, man. That Trust the R. Kelly. You heard it here first with your boy Cat Daddy. You already know what it is. Hey, I got it first. Hey, the certified man. Hey, this your boy Cat Daddy. That's right. Hey, shouts out to my boy Decatur Webb for coming through, stopping at me. Hey, y'all make sure y'all go check him out, get at him. Hey, he making moves. Hey, 11 o'clock,
real soon. I got my boy from Philly coming in, Jay Brody. That's why my nigga Jay Brody coming in. Hey, he coming to chop it up with Cat Daddy, so you already know what it is. Hey, get at your boy, Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter, or Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com, CatDaddyMars@gmail.com, or 336-926-6386. Hey, get at your boy. I got the mixtapes out there, so go ahead, go check them out. Street Coalition Volume 1 out there on Dat Pilf. Hey, got that on Mississippi, North Carolina right now on Dat Pilf. Hosted by me and DJ Black Caesar. Then me and DJ Black Caesar got that Facebook Lost in Space on Tweet My Mixtapes. So go ahead out there, pick them up. You already know what it is. Hey, this your boy Cat Daddy. Hey, you want to hear something? Hey, get at me. 347-945-7629. I'll just keep rocking with your boy. Hey, you already know what it is. Hey, we turning up. Hey, from the east to the west. Hey, shouts out to the west coast, too. Hey, they doing it big out there. Hey, that old time hustling. Hey, I love that joint. Speaking, we got a call coming in. I'm about to go to one of them joints from the overtime hustle. Hey, what it do, Sierra?
Well, what's up, Cat Daddy? What's going on?
Nothing much.
I had to call in and check in. I know I've been MIA for a while, but I miss you. You know what I'm saying? I miss the radio station. I miss everybody. You know what I mean?
For sure.
How you been?
Grand.
You need to play something on Turn Up, okay? That is Sunday. We supposed to be, you know, getting ready for next week.
Turn Up. Hey, what you want to hear?
Oh, boy. Play something at Danger Road. You know what I'm saying? At HBE or something.
Okay.
Set that bounce real quick.
Okay, for sure. I got you. I'm about to get you hype. I'm about to get you hype right now. It's Danger Road, that bounce. Hey, yeah, but we miss you on the station. Hey, we got to get you back on here real soon.
Yeah, I'll be back soon. You know, I just had to take a break. I have a lot of stuff going on, but I will definitely be back in live effect real soon. But, you know, if you need me, I'm always here. I'm just a phone call away.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, I appreciate you stopping on, taking a little time, stop by, chat with me. Hey, this that Danger Road bounce right here.
Let's go.
Let's go.
God damn, man. You trying to go into another goddamn club? Man, this shit crazy, Tico. Fuck it. The mama was going anyway.
Wait. The mama said she wanna bounce. Hit the club and smoke an ounce. Or should I say a fucking pound? Look at that big booty when she turn around. The mama said she wanna bounce. Hit the club and smoke an ounce. Or should I say a fucking pound?
Okay.
Look at that big booty when she turn around. Me and Pam hit the club. Bitches wanna mean bug. See you fucking with the thugs. Blue and red, they streaming green, but we all bruh. Lil mama wanna fucking bounce. Smoking Mary by the ounce. Look at the way she make it bounce. To the beat. Damn girl, you're such a freak. Got them thongs in that big ol' ass. Niggas in this bitch throwing cash. Me and Tico, they going crazy. Everybody in this bitch wanna have a baby. She, lil mama said she wanna bounce. Hit the club and smoke an ounce. Or should I say a fucking pound? Look at that big booty when she turn around. She, lil mama said she wanna bounce. Hit the club and smoke an ounce.
I fall up in the club, I'm stumbling and feeling, looking for the baddest bitch. Big ass, so she let me hit her, now she all up in my ear. She wishing that I would lick her, but I'm Mr. Pound Game, I'm only out for the sticker. I buy that Kush up, I'm smoking, she breaking blunts down. Pulling up a skirt, she prepping me for the bust down. Shaking it to the right, shaking it to the left, busting it up and down, round and round. I'm telling the mama, don't you hurt yourself, we got the crowd attention. Talk money, them niggas spending, ain't no credit cause a check. Straight cash, shit ain't no linen, HBE, do straight. Us niggas about to pip and get your broke ass on. Y'all niggas don't do no tipping.
Lil mama said she wanna bounce. Hit the club and smoke an ounce. Or should I say a fucking pound? Look at that big booty when she turn around.
Lil mama said she wanna bounce. Hit the club and stroke her out. Or should I say a fucking pound? Look at that big booty when she's on the right.
West, what it do, my nigga? Hey, that's some new shit I just got out the ATL, too. Hey, my nigga, Mr. Maintain, what it do? Hey, what's Homie Quan on the track? What it do, my nigga? Wild card, certified bank.
Might the rob man.
to maintain.
Turn up. never turn on. Bitch see me and get turned on. When you come around, nigga, get turned on. I'ma hit the gas and skirt off. Bitch in the back with skirts off. No six pack, they rub my belly, cause I'm in the lap with my skirt off. Hustling, no Rick Ross. First coat, the stomach tat. Them pills came by the honey tat. It's 2 o'clock, where you running at? With me and she on one, cause a long stroke and got a strong tongue. When you left your bitch around the wrong one. I'm the baby daddy of your son. 5 days, she ain't been home. 10 days, now she ain't coming, cause I'm getting head in the Cadillac. Going loud fast with the instrument. Man, 5 days, she ain't been home. 10 days, now she ain't coming, cause I'm getting head in the Cadillac. Going loud fast with the engine running. Big money over here, so fuck all you haters, cause this is my year. I'm gonna turn up to the max, off the lot of the fast. You can spell it before I came here.
Night, and y'all tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with the homie Cat Daddy, playing nothing but them certified bangles. You already know what it is. Trey Foe, let go.
Get out the seat, hit the damn floor. chasing. Smoking loud tree, got us looking like some cavemen. Riding with my nigga, got him stashed up under my seat. I keep that Timmy with me, the one who could be a fatal blink. Keep that automatic in my trunk, that be that super bass. I treat her like a fast car, gear her up to saturate. Trade pounding in this bitch, super flag and super face. I hit it in the second gear, you can hear my tires scream away. Bass steady bumping, bitches hit me as I'm pulling up. Niggas pulling in, looking like we in some bully truck. Open the door, smoke pouring out. You can smell our purple cloud. Mind of a maniac, so I keep smoking and living lavish out. Yeah, we turning up tonight. Later, pray we can turn it down. Chilling in the club with all this lag. I'm spinning circles now. Ratchet in my pants, just in case you wanna face it down. Money flood the floor whenever we in the damn lounge.
Oh, we got the whole club.
Know what it is, what it do, my boy. Night, I see you. Hey, say turn up. Hey, I was about to turn up. We're gonna turn up some more. Hey, about to take you to the Bahamas. Hey, what it do, dollar boy? Hey, white up, dollar boy. I got my boy Dusty Winchester. Real hip hop. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Cat Daddy. Get at your boy.
Like a real nigga spoke up. Y'all ain't 100. Y'all just some names and jokers. My niggas 100 and my click is super deep. Just off to sleep 100 feet like a centipede. My swagger 100. That's why niggas mad at me. My bitch look 100 and her pussy super sweet. I keep it 100 every block and every street. If you ain't 100, then your food is getting eat. My flow is 100 every track and every beat. I keep it 1000, nigga, cause I'm a G. Everything you thought about, I done it, nigga. The streets raise a kid, cause I'm 100, nigga.
I know 100 killers. I'm a Louis Vuitton. I'm Mel Madrino. Yeah, bitch, she's dying. On the whole Bahamas, I was never gone. Kept shit 100. Yeah, I said 100. You steering behind me.
I keep it 100.
Hold up, ASAP. And I love the way that you shake that. And a nigga like me, I keep it real with you. I ain't got
I get y'all ASAP to lay back. I got a plan for the rest, gotta make that. We don't use to me taking a day nap. Nah, I started off broke, nigga. Went out of dollar to my name, no joke, nigga. But when a nigga stop being in the need of something, that's when he go all out of some cheap or something, bitch. I ain't had no option. Nah, his always trying to hate, can't stop. Nah, I can't fly. Nah, so I make that. Blow them bitch like ASAP. Chill, nigga, only stubborn hoes are located. Can't pull it off on the boss shit. Nah. I want a boss nigga on his boss shit. A street baller turn pro, nigga. And I don't mean Ray for Austin. Give a holler, fuck what the coast is. Like dinner work, but they flossin'. In a spot with these hoes and the knocks in off. But I don't really do this often. And I don't pay for shit that I get for free. And these hoes be saying that they coast in like 45, 55, 65 souls. Like they be all running the odd shit. But a nigga like me don't knock it. Bitch, you better fluctuate your profit. Motivation on my brain and conscience. Running through my veins like water in a faucet. Better snap your shine if you lost it. Or if you lacking, or you ain't never had it. I truck stick through this bitch like Madden. Nigga, barbarian status, I'm savage. 6 feet of cheese like green on a cactus. So you never gotta worry about asking. Niggas think that they got the game seatbelt locked, but it's easy to get unfastened. To this game, I'ma beat King James in the lane, so I ain't got no choice but attack it. Bitch, started off as a broke nigga. Who the fuck said I could have had it?
Yo, it's your boy Sam Capone. We coming from the left side, the west side. And you'll be riding with me tonight as your host for this Overtime Hustling Volume 8. Shout out to Overtime Hustling, Monsters Mixtapes, 21K. We gonna rock this motherfucker. Enough of the bullshit. Let's go ahead and jump into this joint. Sam Capone, Jay Gunner, Do or Die, 21K. Get it poppin'.
My crew and I, and we all do or die. And if you cross the line, then it's suicide. Then it's suicide. Then it's suicide. Then it's suicide.
Overtime Hustling exclusive. Turn this shit up.
And we all do or die. And if you cross the line, then it's suicide. Can't see me getting mine, they won't be doing time. I stood on the front line, so it's time to shine. It's just my crew and I, and we all do or die. And if you cross the line, then it's suicide. Can't see me getting mine, they won't be doing time. I stood on the front line, so it's time to shine.
When you look into my eyes, all you see is ambition. The flows are on my mind, but the cash is my mission. Let me move it out the trunk, that's the fastest addition. Cause I do what I want, never asking permission. Don't wanna suck a deal, that's me and Gunner's decision. Get a mic in a track and watch me spit with precision. Why they keep me in a box like my brothers in prison? I got nothing in the bank, but I'm constantly driven. I got nothing to the name, but I'm constantly giving. I got nothing on the shelf, but I'm constantly spitting. No plaques on my wall, but I'm constantly flipping still. Probably listen if I'm writing for chicks. If I talk about my kicks with my numerous whips, my blingy bling bling, see my illuminous wrists. Where comic book fits, making humorous hits. Like, hi, my name is what? My name is who? I guess being silly make moves. What happened to the days when my people paid dues? It's true, cause being real is something irregular. Electropunks turning into competitors. These little Arcos is turning into predators. And all these veterans is older than these senators. I'm not a teacher, I'm something like a mentor. And plus I'm hotter than Arizona temperatures.
It's just my crew and I, and we all do or die. And if you cross the line,
then it's suicide. Can't see me getting mine, they want me doing time. I stood on the front line, so it's time to shine. It's just my crew and I, and we are do or die. And if you cross the line, then it's suicide. Can't see me getting mine, they want me doing time. I stood on the front line, so it's time to shine. Give me the microphone, this is what I do best. Nasty hoes sucking on me like a pack of Sucrest. And when it's time for war, watch our cowards run. Smoke more kush than all the Bob Marley sons. I am the streets, spit like I got missing teeth. Burning the beat like a fucking pack of Swisher Sweets. Trap spot jumping, youngin' with a bankroll. Stacking my pockets so thick that it can't fold. Unseen in breath, like I'm spittin' with a blindfold. Shine like a lighthouse, you can see me with your eyes closed. Smashing little click like a bag of some pine cones. Lay y'all all flat like some plasmas or iPhones. Gonna bring the heat to everything that I rhyme on. Blood gets shed as soon as I cut my mic on. Strike like a rattler, grip the mic like a python. Spray up your block without a drop. Up some Krylon, big bullet hole through the side of your Scion. Take these hot slugs and let bygones be bygones. My compact, this is what Rachel Ray fry on. You can say it's hot, I slant it like it's Taiwan. I'm back, call me rap, serial killer. 24 bars, butter like Imperial, nigga. Feeling like I'm King Kong when I'm squeezing the trigger. I wake up and see the realest nigga that spit in the mirror. Gunner, it's just my crew and I. And we all do or die. And if you cross the line, then it's suicide. Can't see me getting mine, they want me doing time. I stood on the front line, so it's time to shine. It's just my crew and I, and we all do or die. And if you cross the line, then it's suicide. Can't see me getting mine, they want me doing time. I stood on the front line, so it's time to shine.
I was doing another month, but I never made the honor roll. Grandpa passed, now I'm headed for Guantanamo. Three of us, yes, my mother was phenomenal. I placed my orders in, delivered like I'm Domino's. To deal with pain, sipping liquor, blow a lot of dro. And how I eat, my mama doesn't wanna know. I'm getting dough, no more shopping at the dollar store. I'm Young Money, you can call me Carter Four.
Park Boys Entertainment. Overtime hustling, value mate. Slime Capone, Jay Gunner, dropping bombs on you bitches.
You already know what it is. Hey, turned up. Hey, it's your boy Cat Daddy. Hey, I just got a phone. My boy Jay Welder. Hey, I know he had a flight. He had a flight to get to. He had text me. I guess he had got a text through. Hopefully we're gonna get him on here before the show ends. But I know he was flying from New York. They had a show in New York City this weekend. They had to fly back to Philly. He was flying back to Philly, hey. So hopefully we gonna get him in here real soon. I know I had talked to him, hey, but don't want him on no interview, live on no interview, and he on the flight. Next thing you know, hey, that's all she wrote. So we gonna have him in here real soon. Hey, if we don't get him in here, I got them exclusive joints that he sent me. You already know what it is. This is what Cat Daddy. You wanna hear something? Hit me up 347-945. 7629, press 1, get in my call off. Or if not, I'm about to keep this shit turned up until the end of time. Hey, shouts out to my boy Tony Brazen, too. I got some certified bagels for my boy Tony Brazen real soon, so stay tuned for that. Hey, David Champion, what it do? What it do, my nigga? All I got.
I never fucked anybody over in my life, didn't have a coat. All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no reason.
All I got is my dick and my word on the block in the cup. Getting guap, I know you heard of him. All I know is the cash and the cane. If you whack the hump, I'ma clap your brain in. All I got is my dick and my word on the block in the cup. When you bitch, you know she swerving him. All I know. The gas and the cane. If you whack the hump, I'ma clap your brain down. Yeah, I mean the hump all red anything. Keep that boy on deck, ready for anything. More haters, more problems with that guap brings. I was taught to hustle hard as that for rainy days. They know to keep your mouth closed when they interrogate. Now I don't know that nigga, and I ain't seen shit. Go ahead and call my lawyer. Step before the song.
keep wifey with me. Call me antisocial, cause most you niggas homo. Always telling, fuck it, I stay telling. A Tuesday felon. All I got, nigga. All I got is my dick and my word on the block in the cup. Getting guap, I know you heard that. All I know is the cash and the cane. If you act the huh, I'ma clap your way, man. All I got is me. It's been that way for years. Mommy, don't shut it in, yo. Boy, you still here. Could have been dead and gone, but one of the perfect God's still. They say the good die young, I'm making it 30 years. Look, got an angel watching, cause I'm from a dying breed. Gotta be my nigga Mouse, I love you, home, rest in peace. My hair's in the air, just a robbery. And I need it all, with a whoppery. They the champion, my name ring bell. To every hood in jail, they set me up to bail. I'm strapped in the city, but my hammer is my homie. You niggas don't know me, you got me so phony.
Big Day Champ, nigga.
I know you heard that. Get my word on the block in the cup with your bitch, you know she swerving him. All I know was the gags and the cane. If you act the huh, I'ma clap your brain. All I got is my dick and my word on the block in the cup with your bitch, you know she swerving him. All I know was the gags and the cane. If you act the huh, I'ma clap your brain.
You already know what it is. Hey, certified banger. Hey, we got my boy online right now. Hey, Trey Brody, what it do, my nigga?
What it do? What's good, baby? What's going on, Cat Daddy?
Not much, man. Sitting over here grinding, man. You already know what it is.
Yes, indeed. That's what it takes. You know, you got to grind every day just to make it.
Hey, 24/7. Hey, man, welcome back to Underground Talk, man.
You already know, man. You know I got to come back and show y'all love.
For sure, for sure. Hey, before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people, man.
Oh, man, yeah, man. If you want to get in contact with me, man, I'm on Facebook at Akeem J. Brody Johnson Sr. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at JBrody27. Yeah, I mean, I'm just out here moving, man. Just get at me, man. We doing things big. You also can catch me on SoundCloud, too, Family and Fear Music Group. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, what you got going on, man?
I got a lot of things going on, man. Right now, I made a power move, you know what I'm saying, with an independent label. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying, I ain't trying to jinx it, so I don't want to say too much about it. But, you know, I got a move coming up with an independent label that's really going to be beneficial to me, you know what I'm saying. I just got finished doing a crazy show in Philly on Memorial Day weekend. You know, me and my team and my family, my music family, we went and turned that out. So we got a lot of things, I mean, in pocket. Like, I'm about to drop 2 mixtapes on these balls. Like, I ain't playing with them all at once.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, now, where can they, all your music on SoundCloud? You ain't got no mixtapes or nothing out.
Oh, my God. I got a couple mixtapes out up on Dat Piff, you know what I'm saying? One called Now or Never. Then I'm on another joint with my man, Stax Latin, called Caution Tape. I mean, you can put that up right up in the search bar. You can find me on that, John. I got music everywhere, man. You can get me on Reverb, man. I got you catch me on Reverb at J Brody, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, I mean, that's all you got to type in, JBROD, you know what I'm saying? Got like 85 songs over there. I'm on YouTube under J Brody, JBROs, -D. You know what I'm saying? I dropped 3-4 videos to some already in the spring. I'm just working, man. I'm gonna stay consistent.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Just stay consistent. Now, last time we talked, I know you got your own label, you got some artists on your label. What your artists is up to?
Well, I gotta give a shout out to Henrock, you know what I mean, aka Miss Henny. You know what I'm saying? She's coming up with her joint. We ain't even got the name of it yet, but we kept working on a couple of, you know what I mean, titles and whatever, you know what I mean, some things and stuff. I also got my little cousin called Young Mac. You know what I mean, he's dropping his single called XO. You know what I'm saying? That joint crazy. It's on YouTube. You can see it under Draft Day Inc. If you look it up on YouTube, and it's a little picture drawn on there. We waiting to shoot the real video.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of other artists that's not actually signed to the joint, but I'm helping them, you know, get things done. So it's just like, man, I'm telling you, like, my hands is full. Like, I stay busy. Like, I'm music 24/7. Like, some people say they do this. I do this, man. I eat, sleep, and shit. Excuse my French, but I eat, sleep, and shit music.
For sure. Hey, go ahead. Hey, street radio. Hey, I ain't go beep you. Hey, now you go to local. You go to a local radio station, you know, they going to beat you, and they probably would have kicked you out for that one.
Yeah, pretty much, but I would have got it off anyway, you know what I mean?
For sure. I definitely feel you. Hey, we about to get the people a little taste of your music. Hey, it's coming for respect, joint, man. Let the people know a little something about this joint, man.
Yo, I'm coming for respect, man. I'm going to keep it real with you dudes. Like, this was just practice, man. I was in a joint, you know what I'm saying? I'm in a booth, you know what I mean? I heard the beat. The beat came on. I felt it. I felt like telling the gang, man, when I get in there, man, I'm coming for respect, man. Whoever got the title, whatever it is, I ain't no battle rapper. I'm a musician, man. I make songs. I do songs. So when it comes to these music, I'm telling y'all, I'm coming for respect. I want mine. I don't want nothing else. You can have all the money and the power because I'm going to get it anyway. I need that respect, man, for doing my craft.
Okay, for sure. Let's get it.
Let's go.
We here. Let's go. Family affair. Yeah. Couple bottles on deck, few duckies and some kush. In the party, try and flex, got them grooving from the hook. Philly, what I rep, writing niggas cut a check. Want the money and the power, then we coming for respect. Couple bottles on deck, few duckies and some kush. In the party, try and flex, got them grooving from the hook. Philly, what I rep, tell them niggas cut a check. Want the money and the power, then we coming for respect. All we do is party and bullshit. Do a couple shows, then we getting some more chips. Let them all know that we really up next, bitch. All these other rappers, man, we show them the X. Best disc get play up in the club. Plenty DJs, so they throwing plenty love. When it comes to the music, please don't confuse it, cause my niggas like Nike, all my soldiers just do it. This I'm gonna be. About to regulate the camp like I'm Warren G. If there's a problem with chicken, then it's a problem with me. See, we can show you the game, just follow a G. Black and Ali sitting on dubs in front of the club. Everybody know my name, so they showing me love. It's a special occasion, Dutchies, we blazing. Money when I'm after, so I really got a craving. Hold fast, don't lose yourself. You got the title, playboy, you're about to lose your belt. When it comes to the ladies, man, I go for self. It's my turn, other rappers sit high on the shelf. Couple bottles on deck, few duckies and some kush. In the party, try and flex, got them grooving from the hook. Philly, what I rep, writing niggas cut a check. Want the money and the power, then we coming for respect. Couple bottles on deck, few duckies and some kush. In the party, try and flex, got them grooving from the hook. Philly, what I rep, tell them niggas cut a check. Want the money and the power, then we coming for respect. Last call for your drinks, we got bottles on the table. Models getting drunk, now the party unstable. Rolling up the skunk, got it cloudy in the back. Niggas in the corner shooting dice for a sack. Drinks in the air cause they playing my songs. Shorty don't care, so she showing her thong. Almost trying to leave, trying to find something nice. Shorty want to ride, she can ride on this pipe. Nothing like the others, it's the ride of your life. Call me Mr. Lover, I'll be rubbing the right. I know you a lady, we can cuddle for the night. But tomorrow, different story, anything else boring. You fucking with a boss, I ain't never been the lane. I do a little music, plus I'm getting at the shame. See, 30, I'm a monster, I'll be switching up the game. Man, these rappers out of pocket, so I'm coming for they fame. Couple bottles on deck, few duckies and some kush. In the party, try and flex, got them grooving from the hook. Philly, what I rep, right, niggas cut a check. Want the money and the power, then we coming for respect. Couple bottles on deck, few duckies and some kush. In the party, try and flex, got them grooving from the hook. Philly, what I rep, tell them niggas cut a check. Want the money and the power, then we coming for respect. Yeah.
Hey, you already know what it is. AJ Brody coming for respect. Hey, certified bankers. Hey, he done had certified bangers on here for a little minute, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Everything that I put out, man, I want to be on the radio, man. I want the radio. Niggas worried about their cities. I want the world, man.
Sure.
I want the world, man. I'm trying to bring hip hop back in another way, man. If people really listen to that music, I ain't cuss. I ain't say no cuss words. I use bars, authentic bars. You know what I'm saying? I ain't watered down nothing. It's real rap. You know what I mean?
For sure, yeah, for sure. That's what the game missing a little bit right now.
Right now, yeah, definitely, man. I'm tired of this bubblegum rap, man. Some of these dudes, Kendrick Lamar, I give shout-outs to him, Wale, dudes that's really kicking this hip-hop, but all this other stuff, that's candy bar. These dudes glorifying what they buying and what, man, I don't care about that. Let me hear some real rap, because other than that, that's all they saying. They ain't giving me bars. You telling me what you got and what you own. After a while, that stuff get old, man. Cool, you got all that. Let me hear what you really rapping, what you really talking about.
Yeah, that's why you don't get but one record from them sometimes. You get that one record. All right, we know you got a big house. We know you got a fast car. Okay, what
right,
you going
right.
to do?
Right, right. Then you're going to beat me in my head with that for the next 5 years with the same shit? I can't listen to that. I need real music.
It's real talk. It's real talk. But that's what a lot of them trying to do.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off. I want to get a couple shout-outs on. I got a shout-out, P-Sharp Productions. That's my engineer, man. He made most of my sound what it sound like right now. You know what I'm saying? I also want to shout-out Baby D Promotions. I mean, he's the one that's getting all these shows for me. I got a couple shows coming up out of state, out of the city. You know what I'm saying? I'm moving. I'm going out to California in August, man. Everything's been good since last year, man. Things are stepping up, man, and I really appreciate it. I want to shout-out Family Ties, True Type Records, you know what I'm saying, Evasion Life, my man Reese Runner, because we out here doing something different than these dudes, man. We making something happen, man. There's a lot of dudes out here that's entrepreneurs that's really trying to make it, man, and I respect them to see a person do and go in for themselves, you know what I mean?
For sure. Hey, no, all of them you just named, y'all got a couple groups on Facebook, too, that people can get in, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, we got the joint home family affair music group / P-Sharp Production. They can hit that up on Facebook. We got the we got all types of other joints. We got Team Murder Mommy. We got Team HMO for Life. We got Team Martian 321. That's my man Ellie and John. We just got a whole bunch, man. Like if you get at me on Facebook, I'm gonna introduce you to a whole nother world, man. Welcome to my world.
For sure. Hey, that's real talk. Hey, and he ain't lying. Hey, soon as I hit the group, hey, that's all she wrote.
Right.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to make sure people, you know what I'm saying, I'm branding myself so that I won't sell myself short to these labels because they want you to get a fan base, they want you to get this. And now when you get your own fan base, you go to a label, they're trying to take it away from you. No, I'd rather keep my own and rock it out independently and show them how we do for real.
For sure. Hey, now, how is your fan base in Philly right now?
Right now, I mean, the city know about me, man. Like, I've been out here doing music for a long time. Like, and just to make sure people know, like, I'm a 36-year-old man, dog. I've been doing this for 20 years, man. I don't play no games, and I go harder than any young buck in this game.
Okay. Because
this is my love. This is my passion. This is my everything. I do this music because it's part of me. It's my DNA.
Okay, for sure. Now, how have, besides the social networks, how have you been getting media play and radio play? Have you been getting any?
Well, what I've been doing is, man, like I met you, Cat Daddy, I network, man. I'm also not only just am I an artist, I'm a networking promoter. Like, I know how to do marketing. What I did is I taught myself things that people, labels wouldn't teach you. You know what I'm saying? I learned things that the labels wouldn't teach you so that I could understand and how to build. So when I do, you know what I'm saying, move forward with my artists or Family Affair Music Group, I would know how to actually show them what's really good. You know what I'm saying? Because the music game is 10% music, 90% business. If you don't know that, you already made a mistake by jumping in this industry.
Yeah. That's real talk. Hey, 10% music. 90%, the other 90%, you right about that one.
It's
It's all business.
It's all business. If you don't know how to do your business, then you already lost in this joint, man.
You already lost. That's real. That's real talk. Now, what's your what's your favorite part about being a musician, man?
Oh, man, I just love the creation of just making music, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, making good music, man. Like, to sit down with a beat. I don't know where it came from, no concept to it. Just hear the beat and just to be able to create a whole song and to hear it all come to light, reality. You know what I'm saying? And it's something banger. Like, I'm trying to make pure music. Like, I want you to be able to listen to my music with your 4-year-old daughter without you having to, like, turn the music down because I'm cussing all the time. No, I can get my point across without doing all that. My vocabulary is longer than that, so I'm not going to subject myself to only being in that lane. I want to be in every lane, from pop, from rock. I want to do it all. Like, I write music. Like, I mean, I do a little singing. I write R&B songs. Like, I'm trying to get it all, man. Like, I'm really in this for the win. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing, and I ain't giving up for nothing.
For sure. That's real talk. Hey. We about to, I know you sent me another new joint. Hey, we about to go to one of these old joints, one of these joints you got with P. Shaw on it.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out P. Shaw Productions. Much love.
For sure. And then we're going to be right back with you, man.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Philly. We in this.
Hey, Shaw, you crazy for this one, bro. Yeah.
Shawty, I'm liking how you look with them Pradas on. I'm just confident that you can compliment a boss. You ain't gotta change a thing, cause that dress looks painted on. You got your Fendi, LV, and Remy on your own. So if you wanna, we can do it. Anything you like, just say you're with it. Yeah, if you want it, we can get it. Anything you like, make it official if you're rocking with me.
Girl, you blow my whistle. I can't deny the fact I'm trying to see what you be into. You could jump inside my coupe and forget about him and Reynolds. What you saying? Stop playing. Stop acting like you don't know me. I'm on your top, you with your girl. That's ironic. I'm with the homies. Said you're rocking with me. And she fucking with y'all and the other already. Fuck a boy. Check my nigga Brody. What's up?
Party just started, Bacardi all in my cup. Parking lot tripping, we really getting the bus. Shorty so exquisite, I'm really trying to get hurt. Even though I'm 50, my vision is kind of blurred. Mommy, what you drinking? We really buying the bar out. A-list status, we really bringing the stars out. Valet parking, they really bringing the cars out. This star, yeah, my team, we about to fall out.
certified banger. Hey, Jay Boulder, what it do?
Man, you already know, man. I mean, that's my example right there. This is hit after hit. We in the studio just dropping drums, just dropping bombs, just putting things together. Like, these dudes out here doing all types of bang, bang, shoot 'em up. Man, we making music, man. My soldiers make music. I don't know what these other dudes is on. We make music.
For sure, for sure. Hey, now, this campaign you got on YouTube right now, you want to let the people know a little something about that, man?
What you say about YouTube?
This campaign you got on YouTube right now, this Family Affair MG presents Young Mac FOH mixtape coming soon. Tune in.
Oh, yeah,
YouTube.
That's my little cousin. Also my artist. He's one of the artists that's really going to be first coming out of Family Affair Music Group. Excuse me. He's been with me since he was 15. He's 22 now.
Okay.
He's a growing artist. He don't rap like no other artist from Philadelphia. He's so different, you know what I'm saying? He's willing to learn, and I've been teaching him and molding him, because outside of me just also being an artist, I do artist development. I do a little bit of engineering. Like, my hands is in everything. I wear many hats, and I try to make sure that I stay loyal to those that's been loyal to me and helping me move forward and doing what I do.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, I know you say your fan base in Philly pretty good. Now, the music scene in Philly, how is the music scene in Philly right now?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, you know what I mean? Right now, everybody, like, you know, they feeling, you know, Meek Mill's, he's out right now. So a lot of people, you know, like the youngest, they're feeling him. You know what I mean? A lot of people grew up with him, so a lot of people have been supporting him. So, I mean, it's okay, but it's not a fair chance for everybody, because being as though Meek Mills is making his name, they don't really listen to the next person that's coming up until somebody, like, he got to be signed to somebody big. So you really got to go out here and make your name. You know what I'm saying? You have to really get them to respect what you're doing.
Yeah, that's okay. That's real talk. Yeah, cause I see what you're saying. Hey, you ain't signed. Hey, they try to get you to Delphi. That's real talk.
Right, and I mean, Philly is so critical, man. Like, they critical about everything, sports. If you know about Philly's sports, man, like, our fans are the greatest fans.
Hey, y'all just went Andy Weed out of town. Hey, that's a different show, different place. Y'all just went Andy Weed out of town.
Right. We had to, man. I mean, look what he's doing to the Eagles. Like, we really, Philadelphia got love. So to see our team go nowhere, we got all these great players, man. Like, we had to get him out of there.
Hey, Michael Vick didn't have no line, though. They ain't have no line. They was about to get them quarterback killed, man.
Yeah, he was already getting killed. The boy had concussions and everything. They expect him to do all this stuff that he did when he was young. He ain't that same athlete. He needs some blocking. Y'all got to block this man to let him attempt to do what he do.
Yeah, for real. That's real talk. Yeah, Philly, hey. Philly is a damn diehard. Hey, it's a city. Hey, you better be ready. You better be ready for it.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, we a city, we real critical, but we love our city. It's crazy out here. Like, I'm going to keep it real with you. The crime rate is crazy. Niggas dropping like flies. If you ain't about your work, then don't come to this city talking that trash, because niggas out here, they check you. Real talk.
Okay, for sure. So, yeah. So, you got to be on your grind. Hey, don't go out there with no, this anything. Because I see a whole lot of this in the game, a whole lot of artists is trying to flop the big cities, thinking they going to just blow off the city name, but that ain't going to happen no more.
Definitely not Philly, because I'm going to keep it real with you. Philly is a dog-eat-dog town, man. If they don't know you, they won't joke you. Like, they ain't going to say nothing about you. And it's just real talk about it. They don't care if you're the greatest artist in the world. If you don't show this city love like you're supposed to, and you ain't put your time in like you're supposed to, then this city ain't going to show you no love back.
Okay, that's real talk.
Right.
Now, well, what you on right now? Hey, I don't know what your answer is to this. Hey, what you think the best scene is right now, the underground or the mainstream?
You know, the underground is where it's at, man. Mainstream is so bubblegum and watered down. Like, anybody can rap like these dudes rapping right now, man. Anybody can rap like these dudes rapping. And no disrespect to them. I respect their hustle. They getting their money. So, I mean, salute. You know what I mean? But on some real stuff, that's bubblegum.
Yeah.
It's bubblegum. Because Philly artists, man, Philly period, man, we have some talent over here. And it's like the industry knows about Philly, so they let us in a trickle at a time. One nigga here for maybe 6 years, then 10 years in, and they might hire and get another nigga. They know we come to take over, and there's no disrespect to no other city, no other state in this world. But Philly, we breed nothing but lyricists.
Yeah, that's all y'all breed. Everybody, I can say that everybody that done came out of Philly, from Cassidy, the McMills, the Freeway, hey, they was lyricists. You can sit down and listen to their music like it was old school music.
Right. We're going to put some stories together. We're going to give you some concepts, and we're going to make you, we're going to paint a picture for you with our words.
That's real talk. Hey, that's what the game needs, though.
Yeah, and definitely, man. Like, I mean, you know, hip-hop is watered down nowadays. Hip-hop is watered down because we allowed it. We can't talk about it if we allow something to go down. You dig what I'm saying? A lot of dudes that went from saying, yeah, hip hop this, that, and the thing, then they talking about hip hop dead, now they talking about hip hop back. Y'all got to stick to what it is. Like, you can't say you a hip hop rapper if you don't even know the history of hip hop.
Yo,
I come ask these young boys, like, do you know about Chubb Rock? Do you know about Heavy D? Do you know about Smith and Wesson? Do you know about these dudes that built this? And if you can't tell me nothing about these dudes, you don't know hip-hop, you just a rapper.
That's all you is. You just a modern-day rapper. You can't say
right.
Nothing about Heavy D. Hey, Heavy D was one of the first to make the game. LL Cool J, one of the first to make
right.
the game. Hey, don't
at the age of 18.
Yeah, at the age of 18. Hey, everybody just look. Hey, I seen them on TV. Nah, they was the one that started hip hop.
They built it, and then they expanded into other things. Will Smith, a lot of dudes don't even show him respect in Philadelphia for what he did for this city. He's one of the hottest dudes that ever came out this city still.
Yeah.
He got one of the hottest singles that still plays to this day like it was me yesterday.
Yeah, every summer.
This song will live on. This man made a hit. Nobody. I want to make that next summertime hit. That's the dude that I am. I'm trying to make that next Will Smith banger that'll ride with me until I'm old and gray, man.
For sure. Hey, you going to get the... With your lyrics, hey, you going to definitely find that. We're going to definitely get it up out of here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to make that joint happen, man. So, you know, it's all about the love of the city, man. I'm trying to promote unity. We need more unification, man. It's strength in numbers. I don't care what city, what state you live in, man. If y'all come together, if you live in Houston and there's 20 niggas rapping and y'all all got 20 movements, just imagine how you look at a label, at the industry, if y'all all together and y'all working together, even though y'all all got your separate agendas.
Hey.
But if y'all all showing love like that, they like, man, these niggas got a movement. So now they want to see how much money you can generate. If y'all got a fan base that's so crazy that y'all already making your own money, you can get these labels to liquidate you all types of deals, and you can get some real money. I'm talking about just like the boy Rick Ross. They gave him $50 million because he's bringing a whole element. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every city, every state, this is a shout out to y'all. If y'all come together, it's strength in numbers. If you know 10 other niggas that got 10 movements and y'all all homies, y'all supposed to move as one, even though it's 10 of y'all. That makes y'all stronger because now they like, damn, oh, he worked with him and he worked with him and they worked with them and this, that. Now you look like to them like, oh, this is money. This is a business. It's a chain. You know what I'm saying? It's like after he comes and this nigga comes and this. So it's not going to run out of, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to run out of town. You're not going to run. Dudes need to stop being haters to each other, man, and start working together. Like, if we work together, man, just imagine what we could do. See, people don't realize everybody want to be greedy. We all can eat, man.
You can all can eat. I call them $5 ass niggas. They willing to make $5 right now instead of waiting, and you got goddamn $5,000 on the table a little bit down the road.
Exactly. That's dudes that be hungry right now. All right, everybody going through a hard time, man. I got a lot of kids, man. And I need to take care of mine.
I seen a quote the other day that I had liked it. It say, ain't nobody in this day and time, ain't nobody rich. If you rich, you the man in this damn recession area. Ain't nobody rich. You putting on everybody hurt.
Right.
You might have a little something in your pocket, but right now, everybody heard, hey, we looking for the same thing.
Right.
That's really
so why not come together? We can come together. Right. Like I just did a show in Philly. Like all these dudes that I came across in the last year of, you know what I mean, doing music with different dudes, working with PCR Productions, I came across a lot of artists. I mean, great artists. Now, me being, you know, Philly, though, I'm one of the nicest dudes in Philly, I still show respect to these dudes that's out here that's nice, too. I'm not the only one.
For sure.
So I put them all on the scene. We did a shout out to Baby D Promotions, because we put out a show on Memorial Day weekend, Unleash the Beast. I put 11 great artists together, and we came up with a great concept, and the show went great, man, and everybody showed love and they had fun. It's about that, man, unity, unification, man. Let's get this money together. Like, stop fronting on each other.
Yeah, get this money together. Hey, get the money together. Once you get to the top, hey, you want to add selfies, then add selfies. But once, hey, that's a different story, different place. But while we going up, hey, let's just go up together, start fighting each other, get this paper. Hey, we all eat. Hey, that's how it should be.
Right.
Hey, I appreciate you on. Appreciate you stopping by here tonight. Hey, man, before you get ready to go, man, go on here and put that contact information out there one more time for the people, man.
Okay. Once again, yeah, I mean, you can hit me up on Facebook. I go by the name of Akeem J. Brody Johnson, Sr. You can also hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at JBrody27. Yeah, I mean, I'm on SoundCloud. You can check me on SoundCloud under Family Fair Music Group. You know what I'm saying? You also just can catch me on YouTube under JBRO -D, man. Get at me, man. I'm out here working, man. Much love to Sloppy Copy Productions. Much love to Look Ahead Productions. I mean, everybody that's out here, Bobby Sticks that's out there, Massachusetts, dudes be showing me love from everywhere, man. International love, man, and I ain't even making nowhere yet, man. I just got love for everybody. Shout out my man Bamboo in California, my man Slim Diamond. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on a pimp documentary that's coming up, man. Like, I'm everywhere, man. Y'all got to just make sure y'all check me out, man. Make sure you tune in. But if you really want to know me, man, hit me up on Facebook. Again, at Akeem J. Brody Johnson, Sr. Hit me up on Facebook. Talk to me, man. Get to know me. I'm a real nigga all day, man. Get at me.
Okay, for sure. Hey, now, before you go, we got this, this what we do joint. This is the joint we're going to ride out with because we're running out of time. But let the people know a little something about this, this what we do joint, man.
Hey, man, this next track, This What We Do, man, is basically talking about my team and this is what we do, this music. While you other dudes playing with it, you part-time in it, and you acting like you got it on Smash, this is what we do. 24/7, 365, we ain't giving up, man. We all in. Family Affair Music Group to the death of me, you heard?
For sure, man. I appreciate you coming by, man. Stop by anytime.
No doubt, man. I appreciate the love y'all always show, man.
For sure, man.
You know what I mean? Make sure they holler at me on Facebook, get at me on Twitter, get at me on Instagram. I give y'all my MO. Holler at me, talk to me. I'm a real nigga. You talk to me, I talk back. You feel? All
right.
Let's go. Peace, y'all. Family affair.
We here.
Family affair.
Family affair.
That's what we do.
let go. I've been trying though, but it's really hard to change my way. And I don't really care what all the people say. I done told them I'ma hold it down. Hell, you niggas know it now. Family affair with my niggas, that's what we do. I've been trying though, but it's really hard to change my way. And I don't really care what all the people say. I done told them I'ma hold it down. Hell, you niggas know it now. Family affair with my niggas, that's what we do.
Man in the trap, so I've been in the gas. Speaking the lies, I be speaking the facts. First one to try, getting beat, then we're back. Jay Birdie spit fire when I speak in my rap. If it's on, I ain't looking back. Jay Birdie keep it strong, I ain't sugar cast. When the heat keeps bugging and I spit with the log, and I'ma tell them it's over here, it's a rap. Ain't nobody never ever gonna take my place. Tell them niggas start hating and play it safe. Jay Birdie, I'm wildin' when they come to this case. You can try my team, get one in your face. I'm on top, you gon' fly. My team is ready and we is hot. Mad as hell, we rock them bells. And y'all niggas know this, y'all are not.
I've been trying, dog, but it's really hard to change my way. And I don't really care what all the people say. I done told them I'ma hold it down. Now you niggas know it now. Family affair with my niggas, that's what we do.
Yeah, ride from my door. Nigga wanna drop me, I'ma bang with the ball. Leave him dead on the floor, we ain't playing no more. Say die, homie, yeah, that be the name. Hustle, grind, that be the game. First nigga move when the dually gon' fly. If the dually gon' drop, nigga, that be a shame. This is how we ride, this is how we go, this is how we leave. First nigga wanna try, we try, Jay Brody, I'ma crack his ribs. Now this is up, y'all wanna try it though. Keep on playing, I'ma make sure I start up a riot, yo.
I've been trying, dog, but it's really hard to change my way. And I don't really care what all the people say. I done told them I'ma hold it down. Now these niggas know it now. Family affair with my niggas, that's what we do. I've been trying, dog, but it's really hard to change my way.
Impact crazy like fire to the chest. Everybody claiming that they be the best. I'ma lay in the cut, just roll on the best. If they want it, they can get it, dawg. Listen here, we ain't playing, we just spit it, dawg. Get it clear, I ain't never gonna run, never gonna hide. Show these niggas I'ma rap from my squad. Feeling, yes indeed. Try me, I'ma roll you, please. We ain't never stopping, forever popping. We need it. We going in, never stopping. No, it's them, it's Brody taking over. You try it,
I'ma tap this shit. I've been trying, dog, but it's really hard to change my way. And I don't really care what all the people say. I done told them I'ma hold it down. Now you niggas know it now. Family affair with my niggas, that's what we do.
You already know what it is, man. Shouts out to my nigga Jay Brody. Shouts out to Philly. Hey, you already know what it is. He done came down to the end of the show. This your boy Cat Daddy. Hey, I got a new joint Wednesday night. We gonna start it off with my boy Tony Brazel. Hey, go to YouTube right now, search him if you get a chance. Tony Brazel, he got some new shit out there. Hey, you already know what it is, man. Get at me, man. Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook. Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter. Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com. CatDaddyMars@gmail.com. Get at me, 336-926-6386. You already know what it is. It's your boy, man. We checking out. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Hey, Wednesday night. Hey, we back Wednesday. Hey, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. Hey, because I got a whole lot of interviews. We throw that Monday showing up. But, hey, this your boy, man. Hey, this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. Hey, we're going to have it turned up. We got all these mangas you just heard tonight, plus some more, man. I appreciate you tuning in, man. This your boy, man.